the failure of the education system in meeting the needs of blind children. As Dr. Maurer says, you can read into that title. But this panel is about hope. This panel is about opportunity. This panel is about new possibilities. This panel is about the vision of the National Federation of the Blind for an education system distinguished by excellence, high expectations, and unimagined possibilities. But the reality today for blind children is far from that vision. But because of the work of the National Federation of the Blind, we are going to change that. It's not just that the education system is not meeting the needs, because you might say that it's falling down just a little bit. Example after example of years lost, opportunities missed, real heartbreaking stories. The education of blind children is our most pressing civil rights issue of the 21st century, and we shall overcome. We have a very distinguished panel to talk with you today, and as one person said, well, how are we going to do this in an hour? So I'm going to step on it. There are many aspects of education. Education happens in formal settings and also informal settings, and the first presenter today is someone who is not a stranger to the Federation. She is an astronomy educator. I first met her at her first convention in 2003. She's published half a dozen books dealing with astronomy and having them in Braille and tactile form. She is the president of You Can Do Astronomy, LLC. She is a member of the Central Connecticut chapter of the National Federation of the Blind. And just to give you an idea of who Noreen Grice is, she's participated in many of our educational programs to inspire blind children in astronomy. And our team said to her, now, Noreen, could you come to the convention? And we have a session where 31 kids have signed up. Now, more kids might show up, but there's 31 signed up now. And can you teach them astronomy? Oh, and by the way, the range of ages are 6 to 14. Now, if you know about education, taking 31 kids, ages 6 to 14, and trying to teach them a bunch of stuff at a bunch of different levels is not easy. As a matter of fact, 50 kids showed up, ranging in age from 5 to 14. And last night, Noreen Grice took them on a scientific mission, and they landed a rover on Mars. Here is the imaginative education of Noreen Grice.